Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Oh, morning, Connie.
Morning, Helen. You seem very happy this morning.
Yes, I am.
And why is that?
Because Vince is going away for a few weeks.
He's going away? So why are you happy about that?
Well, I knew you'd say that. I'm happy because, believe it or not, he may have a job.
Wow. Gosh, I didn't even know he was looking for one.
Well, he doesn't know for definite yet, but I think he's got it.
What are you on about? Has he, or has he not, got a job?
Sorry, Connie. I'm not making myself very clear, am I? Well, the thing is, someone in Italy who Vince used to work with has contacted him and asked him to work for him now.
Oh, gosh, so he's going back to Italy?
No, well, yes, well, but just for a visit. And then he'll be a sort of advisor to the clients and do that online. But he may have to go over to Italy now and again for some reason or another. Can't remember why he said now. Anyway, if he has to, I'm okay with it. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so.
And it won't be full time, but at least it'll be something.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah, it is. He needs to do something. He's just vegetating at home at the moment.
And from what you say, getting on your nerves, is that right?
Exactly. So, this will give him an interest, a small income and something to talk about. I'm so pleased and really hope he does get it.
Oh, so this visit, it's like an interview?
Well, yeah, sort of, I suppose. But from what I understand, they have kind of offered it to him already.
So why can't he have the interview on Zoom?
I don't know. I asked him that. And he did explain, but I still don't quite understand why he can't. But anyway, he's going to be in Italy for about a month.
A month? That's not an interview, that's a holiday.
Yeah, I suppose it is in a way. But he'll have the interview and then he'll stay out there and see his friends.
Well, why don't you go with him?
No, I can't, not with the business.
Oh, Helen, I said before we can manage without you.
No, I don't want to fly at the moment anyway.
No, really, if you want to go, go.
Well, I don't know if I want to. I don't know any of his friends, and to be honest, I don't really have very happy memories of that place. Do you remember last time what happened?
Oh, yes, I do. But you don't have to stay in Italy. You could go somewhere else.
Well, the interview's there, so I think it makes sense to stay put. And he has got a lot of friends to see out there.
Yes, well, wasn't there one friend he was particularly friendly with?
Yes, but, oh, don't worry about her. Vince says that she's left the company now and works somewhere else.
Oh, does she now? And do you know where?
Yes, I think he said she's moved to France.
Well, it's not like you to buy me lunch. I feel very spoilt.
Well, it won't happen again, so don't worry.
Anyway, so why the big rush? Couldn't it wait till Saturday?
Because I've got something important to tell you.
Oh, OK. Well, I hope it's not bad news.
No, quite the contrary.
All right. Well, what is it then?
Well, you know that Megan is ill.
Yeah, Penny told me.
Well, Matthew is desperate to find someone to cover for her while she's off. Remember, we don't have a manager at the moment either. And to be frank with you, Matthew just can't cope. I mean, I don't blame him, because there's far too much for him to do by himself.
Right. So what's that got to do with me?
I think you should apply for the job.
Me? Have you gone mad?
No. I tell you, he's desperate and really needs someone who knows the shop, is confident and can make decisions. And that's you.
Jim, they won't have me back. Not after what happened.
Oh, no, I think they will. Because I don't think Matthew knows anything about it.
Oh, come on, he must do.
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
Well, he must know something.
No, not necessarily. Remember, he came when Michael was off sick. He wouldn't have been told everything that's happened in the past.
Well, I think he would.
No, he wouldn't. And I did mention your name to him. He asked me to have a word with you about coming back.
You did what?
Mike, calm down. I just said I'd have a word with you. I didn't say you'd do it, but I did say you were the best person for the job.
Me? But what if he finds out?
Well, let's hope he doesn't.
Oh, well, that's impossible. Somebody's bound to tell him.
No, they won't. Everyone wants someone to come in as things are starting to go wrong.
Oh, right. Such as what?
Oh, just small things, you know, like orders not being placed when they should have been. And just things like that. So please, Mike, think about it.
I can't, can I?
Why not?
Well, because I've got my business to run.
Oh, thanks, Millie. Helen, there's a dozen more scones here if we need them.
Oh, good, thanks.
Tell me, Helen, have table two gone yet?
No, they're still here. Why?
Oh, because that child needs to be reminded of some manners. I put his plate of food down and he shrieked at me saying, I don't want that. And you know what? The parents didn't say anything.
Really? I don't know why people don't teach their children manners anymore. It's not doing them any favours by letting them get away with whatever they want.
Oh, I know. And it certainly wasn't like that in my day. Oh, well, anyway. Tell me, when does Vince actually go away?
Oh, it's at the end of the month.
This job he's aiming to do. And please don't think I'm being rude. But do you think he'll actually be able to manage it with having Parkinson's? Won't it be difficult for him to make decisions and things like that?
Well, I think it'll be all right, as he's only got to give advice. It's up to the client if they decide to go ahead or not. And of course, he's got the manager to liaise with, so I think he'll be okay.
Oh, I see. So will you miss him when he's away?
No, I don't think so. I actually think it'll be good for both of us to have some time apart.
Oh, yes, I can understand that. So if he gets the job, he'll just go away now and again, yeah?
Well, yeah, that's what he said. And to be honest, I don't care how long he goes away for.
So, how's he been recently?
Oh, just horrible. He's become very manipulative.
Has he? Oh, so you think him having a job will help?
Well, I hope so. In fact, I'm hoping that he does have to go away quite often because I don't want him at home all the time.
Helen, do you really mean that?
Yes, I do. He's changed so much and I can't bear it.
So, Mike, how's business doing now?
Well, it's okay, but I must admit it's not as busy as it used to be.
Well, there you go then. Take this job, and if necessary, you could do the odd job now and again, just to keep it ticking over.
Oh, I can't do both.
Why not? Lots of people have two jobs.
Well, I know that, but when it's your own business, it's different. Look, if I'm not available for work, I'll lose customers.
So, are you earning enough money from the company now?
Well, to be honest with you, no. But I'm hoping it'll pick up again.
Well, would you like to work in the shop again? Come on, tell me. Would you? Be honest, Mike.
Oh, yes, I would. You know I've always enjoyed working there.
So I can tell Matthew, then, that you'll go in and see him.
Yeah, okay. But if he ever finds out what happened, I'll get sacked immediately.
Mike, he won't find out, so don't worry about that.
Where have you been?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was with Matthew.
What, all morning? And where did you go at lunchtime?
Oh, well, I had lunch with Mike.
With Mike? What on earth for?
Yeah, just to have a chat.
Well, it must have been important. Oh, it wasn't about the kittens, was it?
No, it wasn't. Of course it wasn't.
So go on then, tell me. What's this all about?
I told Mike to try for the job.
What job?
Well, the assistant manager's job.
You did what?
Penny, keep your voice down.
I'm sorry, but hang on. Are you telling me that you told Mike to try and get his old job back? Are you mad? You know he won't get it.
Well, I think he will. Matthew doesn't know what happened.
And are you sure about that?
Yes, I'm positive. Otherwise, he would have said something by now.
Oh, crikey. But what if someone tells him what happened?
They won't.
Tina might.
No, she won't. I've had a word with her already.
What do you mean you've had a word with her? What did you say?
Penny, don't worry about it. It's all sorted. Tina will definitely, for once, keep her big mouth shut.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.